Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of the darkness shall overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are worthy of being praised with your voices forever. O Son of God, O Giver of life, the universe proclaims your glory. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. O Lord, I call to you, come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. A couple of weeks after hearing a sermon on Psalm 51, verses 2 through 4, which was about God knowing our own hidden secrets, and then another sermon on Psalm 52, verses 3 to 4, about lies and deceit, a man wrote the following letter to the IRS. I have been unable to sleep, he wrote, knowing that I have cheated on my income tax. I understated my taxable income. I have enclosed a check for $150. If I still can't sleep, I'll send the rest. I'm not sure that he had a full grasp on what the Psalms were talking about. But I applaud the fact that he had heard the Psalms and found that they spoke to his life. And more, they spoke in such a way that he was led to make changes in how he was living. Perhaps we would do well to listen to the Psalms that way too. The Psalms reflect a lot of life, speaking to many circumstances and situations we can connect to. Psalms are very interesting to me. Most of them are prayers of one type or another, and so they are our words to God, and yet through them, we hear God's word to us. What you may never have realized is that the Psalms were ancient Israel's hymn book. They sang the Psalms in worship just like we do hymns. And what you may have realized even less is that we have some hymns that are based very directly on some of the Psalms. They are usually paraphrases, so they aren't exact, but you can clearly see the connection. That's what we plan to explore together over the next few weeks of our Wednesday worship services. And tonight's psalm is Psalm 13. It's a psalm of lament. The psalmist cries out to God, who, it seems to him, has forsaken him in a time of difficulty and trouble. How long, O Lord, he cries, will you forget me forever? And with phrase after phrase, he expresses his despair. And we know what that's like. We've all faced difficulty and trouble, times when we felt abandoned and forsaken, as if God had turned his face away from us. In some ways, we might be feeling that now, as this pandemic drags on and on and on. We might be saying, how long, O Lord? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? How long shall this pain in my soul endure? We've been there.
And yet, if you focus on the end of the psalm, suddenly in the last two verses, the psalmist turns despair into abiding hope and trust in God. What the psalmist has discovered is that even in his despair, God is there. God continues to hold him, comfort him, and fill him with hope. The despair is expressed with such deep feeling, the hope even more so. And the psalm ends in prayer and praise. And that's the other thing we learn from this psalm. As Psalm 13 gives voice to things that we don't talk about much about, things like forsakenness and abandonment, anxiety, turmoil, and fear, it also leads us into prayer. As Walter Brueggemann has said, how wondrous that these psalms make it clear that precisely such dimensions of our life are the stuff of prayer. In just a moment, we will sing hymn 698, How Long, O God? This hymn asks the same questions as the psalm, naming our despair, our sense of God far away when we need God near. In verse after verse, it talks about the evil we face and how it threatens to divide us from God and each other. It asks whether healing will ever come and speaks of our brokenness. As the hymn says, we make the psalmist's cry our own. And yet, like the psalm, it turns at the end into a prayer of faith and trust, affirming the certainty that God will lead us home. Our Sunday worship services end with a benediction, and part of that is the reminder that God's face has not turned away from us. God's face shines on us. In mercy and in grace, in Jesus, God's light shines and the darkness is dispelled. We belong to God, and we are held forever in God's warm embrace.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us.